Yeah, so commission members, Keith Fisk here again. Resolution 2106, if that's up, I can't see it, but if someone could tell me, that'd be awesome.
We can't see it either, so we're with you. We're working on it. I'm confident it's going to show up shortly.
Okay, good.
I was too.
All right, perfect. So I'm just going to run through these real quick to make sure we have them correct. So we're going to have a bounty of $10 per tail for this for the next 2 years. Both years, we don't want to exceed that $500,000 max. Participation is going to be limited, of course, to South Dakota residents. Folks under the age of 16 and landowners on their own land will not need to have a license, but all other participants must have a hunting, fishing, or trapping license. And then for 2021, the program will start April 1st and will run it through July 1st. And then in 2022, we will run the program from March 1st through April 1st, just for those individuals that are 18 years of age and younger. And then starting April 1st through July 1st of 2022, then it would be open for everyone else. And I believe those are all of the parameters that we would need to be changed. And with that, I would ask for your favorable approval of Resolution 2106.
Any further questions or comments?
Mr. Chair?
Commissioner Whitmire.
Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you, Keith. I just to say I fully support this program. I'm a South Dakota resident up in the Northeast my whole life, and beginning as soon as I was involved in things, we had something called Water Bank, where it was a set-aside program of grass, and some years you could hay it off, some not, and then come 1987, the Conservation Reserve Program, as it still exists today, began, and my father enrolled land in that, and still last week I re-enrolled some land for 10 years from now, so, you know, I'm committed to 45 years, I guess, with the totality of my involvement in the Conservation Reserve Program, and that takes land, and you planted the grass, and it's great habitat, and what we're doing here as a state is we are enrolling what costs the federal government $100 million a year, and we're putting in $500,000, which is half, 0.05% addition, and trying to improve that by reducing the predators that are out there, herding those nesting birds, whether that's a game bird or other species, which I tell you, last year in the 2020 COVID world, I took it upon myself as kind of a goal to, you know, just check out what kind of species we had, and I'm embarrassed to say almost that there were, I found 135 species of birds on our farm in Dade County, and I was unaware that probably 25 to 50% of those even existed. So those prairie lambs, outside areas are utilized more than just pheasants, and what we're doing here isn't just about game birds, it's about other changes that happen in the landscape, such as raccoons, which didn't even used to exist in South Dakota until the middle of the 20th century. So as those predators have come upon these areas, and as our rural areas become less populated, you get abandoned farm sites, you get trees that are planted for protection of soils. They provide habitat for predators, and we've done that. We've changed that landscape, and so this helps to kind of quell some of that inadvertent problem that we've created by planting trees. And so I fully support this and the actions that to make this happen. So with that, I move to approve.
That move? Seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.